I just want to share with you just a few words, and then also we're going to do, you know, David Kimmer suggested that we're going to do a Kaddish Drabanan at the end as well. This is our last live shiur for a little while. It's an incredibly difficult thing to close down the shul, and it's not a decision that was made lightly. So I'll tell you on a personal level. First of all, this shul is my life. I spend more time in this place than anywhere else. And this is the place that I come to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the place that I come to connect to Am Yisrael. This is the place that I come to teach Torah. So the decision to close our Mikdash Ma'at is not one that we made lightly at all. But it's one that's an absolute necessity. And I say that with absolute confidence, even though there are other shuls that are not following in the same footsteps. Every Rav will make will make his own decision. But at the end of the day, there's no doubt in my mind anymore. There was doubt in my mind even last night. But there's no doubt in my mind anymore that this is the absolute necessary course of action. And I feel strongly that really every kehillah should go ahead and follow in these same footsteps. Some already are. I think we are in the midst of difficult times. And all the experts are saying that the only way to go ahead and deal with this is what they call to flatten the curve. That if we stop the stem of this, then we could go ahead and potentially prevent us from becoming like Italy, from overrunning our health system, and mamish creating situations of acute pikuach nefesh. You know, it's touched my heart that I've seen so many of you have reached out to me and made so many beautiful suggestions. You know, we should continue this year. We'll only have 10 people here. And I want to tell you, there's not a suggestion that hasn't gone through my mind. But the only way for this mahalich to work is if it has to be an absolute approach. It has to be the moment that there are exceptions and the moment that there's this. For simchas, we'll figure out some modified term because there are simchas. There are bar mitzvah boys who are prepared. There are ofruth. There are different things. So there has to be, obviously, some level. But at the end of the day, if we begin to make exceptions and we gather this and we gather that, it doesn't work. This is an eis lasos lashem hefaru sarasecha. I'm not an alarmist person. I'm really not, those of you who know me. And I'm not one who gets carried away with public sentiment if I feel that it's not MS. But I feel that this is MS. And even if for some reason it turns out that at the end of the day, our community is spared, and people will say, it was all for nothing. Sometimes when it comes to Safek Pikuach Nefesh, you must err on the side of caution. It's Chamira Sakanta Meisura. There's nothing that we treat more importantly in Halacha than ultimately Sakana. These are difficult times. These are difficult times. So we're going to be shutting down the shul. And I would ask, you know, there are people here who daven at different shuls, and you'll follow whatever your particular rav tells you. But for the members of our shul, we are not making smaller minyanim. We are not making individual minyanim. We are not. I want to tell you, I'm just as frum as everyone else. And I value tefillah b'tzibur as much as everyone else. And I try never, ever to miss a minyan. But I'm going to miss minyanim. And if I'm going to miss minyanim, then I would encourage all of you to follow suit. Because that's what has to be done during these times. And if you're in shuls, and I'm going to say something that probably is not the right thing to say, and if you're in shuls that are not changing the way they're doing things and are continuing business as usual, I would urge you to ask your rabbanim why. And I would urge you to ask them, why is it that you're not following normative medical advice? And why is it that you are minimizing the severity of it? Ask, if you get a good answer, then by all means, you know, follow whatever it is. But these are difficult times, and because they're difficult times, it breaks my heart to think that this beautiful Beis Medrash, that is an ever-expanding Beis Medrash, right, is going to be dark. It's going to be dark. And you, my beloved Chaverim, who I love to see each and every day, we're going to continue to learn together. We're not going to stop learning. We're going to continue to learn. But of course, it's not going to be the same. It's never the same when you do things online, no matter what platform, how wonderful the platform. But this is what we have to do. And I think we have to ask ourselves, like, what is the What do we have to take from this? I think that there are many things to take from this. I think I want to say, like, you know, last night I came back to Shul, it was a little bit later, and I asked Mechila of the building, because I realized that sometimes, you know, this building gives us a lot of trouble. And, you know, there was a while you may have noticed that there was a little bit of a odor issue. And I thought to myself, you know what? I was pogging in the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. So maybe there was an odor, but what I wouldn't give. What I wouldn't give to be able to come to Mincha Ma'ariv tonight with whatever odor or whatever problems or whatever there is. And there's something exceptionally, existentially painful that this is our connection to the Beis HaMikdash. This is what we have. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So in the absence of a Beis HaMikdash, this is what we have. And it's incredibly painful that we're going to be separated. You know, it feels like the churban is coming, like it's being more pronounced. At least when you have a shul, the loss of the churban is somewhat mitigated. And now it's like another churban. It's like another churban. And it's true. You know, someone said that this, you know, it reminds them of Chas HaShalom, like the Holocaust. And no, it's not. Baruch Hashem. The world is not coming to an end. And the sky is not falling. We are taking proactive measures to ensure the safety and security. We're not doing this, God forbid, because the end of the world is coming. We're doing this because if we take proactive steps now, we can save ourselves from something much more significant. But it hurts. And I think as we're away from our Mikdash Ma'at, we have to ask ourselves, like, did we treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home right? And I don't know if the answer to that is yes. I think sometimes we talk a bit too much, or on our cell phones a bit too much, and this is not a cell phone discussion or a talking discussion. But I think we have to ask ourselves, there's going to be like a shtickle gullus that's about to happen. Do we treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home right? Because we're going to come back in Meretz Hashem and come back b'simcha. I think we have to come back with a newfound appreciation and just a newfound connection to our Mikdash Ma'at. But while we are away, a few things. Number one, don't change your schedule. The schedule for tomorrow morning is that Mesilas Hashem will be at 5:45 a.m. Daf Yomi will Meretz Hashem be at 5:55 a.m. and we're going to have davening. Don't break your schedule. Don't break your schedule. We're going to be streaming live. We'll figure out the platform, whether it's the, whatever we're going to do. Maishi and Jeremy are on this. It's going to be just like we're together. You'll still even hear the coughing and the sneezing. We're going to put that in there. He'll say, don't break your schedule. Because if you think now, okay, oh, you know, nobody wants to say it, but wow, I could sleep a little bit. But I'll say, you can't stop the regilus. You can't break the schedule. Because I want to tell you something. The moment you break the schedule, when we're back here, whether it's a week from now or 2 weeks from now or whenever it is, you're not going to come back. If you break the schedule, you won't come back. And the way we keep our chevroshaft and the way we keep our togetherness is by keeping to the schedule. Don't break the rhythm. Shir will continue as it always has with the time. The only thing that may happen is it may get earlier. It may get earlier. That's the only thing that may happen. But I will say, we're not relaxing the standards and we're not relaxing the schedule. Business must, our avodas Hashem must continue as is. And there's one other piece. You know, it struck me. The pasuk says in Parashas Truma, "V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham." So we translate that, right? Make for me a mikdash, which is a reference to the building of the Mishkan, and I will dwell within you. So I was actually having a discussion with a charusa of mine, and he had a very good ha'ara. He said, maybe what it means is like this. V'asu li mikdash, make for yourself a mikdash, make for yourself a place where ultimately you come to get inspiration, where you come for a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you come for a relationship. V'shachanti b'socham. And take the inspiration that you receive in your Mishkan and bring it back to your homes. See, Rabbi Yossi, what's going to happen over the coming days is that normally most of us come to shul for inspiration. We come to the Beis Medrash for inspiration. This is the makom of our inspiration. For many of us, for me, this has been my makom of inspiration for 17 years. And the Mirat Hashem will be the makom of inspiration at Me'avest and for many years to come. But we'll say, now what we have to do, we have to take the inspiration that we glean from this place and we need to bring it into our homes. Our homes become the Beis Medrash. Our homes become the Beis HaKnesses. And so we have to begin to give an incredible amount of thought to what are we going to do to infuse Kiddusha into our homes. I would make a suggestion. Make sure you learn by every meal. You know, it's going to be a lot of family time. A lot of family time. For some of us, we're like, yay. For others of us, we're like, yay. Right? You know, say a lot of family time. We'll say, make sure you learn by every single meal. Learn a Mishnah by every single meal. Be Messiah, because we don't know how long this is going to be, right? The schools are closed at least, whether it's through March 26th, 27th, but it could be longer. So we have to inculcate learning into our home lives. Make sure there's Torah by every single meal. There must be Torah by every single meal. You're going to be davening at home. You're davening at home. Find a way to inspire your children to daven as well. Whether it's that you daven with your children, or even if you're going to be going ahead and you're going to be davening earlier than children, because again, many of us are still going to work. But make sure to bring the Kiddusha of the Mishkan, the Kiddusha that we've amassed here, Asuli Mikdash, V'Shachanti B'Socham. Bring the Kiddusha back into your homes. We have to give this a lot of thought. The shul is no longer here for us for the next little while as it once was. And that is heartbreaking to see and heartbreaking to understand. But the Kiddusha must be generated elsewhere. And if the Kiddusha is not going to be generated by all of us here together, then it must be generated in our individual homes. Kiddush Baruch Hu is telling us something. I don't know, I'm not a Navi, none of us are Navim, so none of us know what the whole message of the coronavirus is or the whole message of shul closures. Never heard of such a thing before in our day. But whatever it is, we each have to find our own avodah. And maybe, perhaps one part of the avodah is Kiddush Baruch Hu saying, we need more Kiddush in our homes. We need our children to be more inspired. We need our children to be more connected to their Yiddishkeit. We need our families to be more inspired. We need our homes to have more Torah. Well, it's not happening in the shul for the next few days. So it's got to happen in the home. Today, when we go home, figure out ways in which you are infusing more Kiddusha into your homes. We're going to be putting out a variety of different shiurim and learning opportunities online for adults and for children. These are difficult days. And these are decisions that have not been made lightly, but decisions that I believe in my heart are 1,000% unequivocally correct. Difficult days require difficult measures, but we have to do what we can to be mechazek ourselves, to continue our learning, to be mechazek our mishpachas. It's important for this chevra to stay in touch with each other. You know, we have very strict rules regarding our WhatsApp communications, and it should be that so, but you know what? Figure out ways to create other clusters, because the beauty of our shir, a lot of different people who wouldn't normally be connected, who are here today together, continue the friendships, continue the chevra shaft. We're certainly going to continue the learning. We have to hope that as we turn out the lights here in just a few moments, as we turn out the lights in our beautiful Mikdash Ma'at, in our beautiful Beis HaKnesses, if the lights here are going to be extinguished, then the lights of our homes, and the lights of our hearts, and the lights of our souls must burn even brighter. And let us hope that in the merit of the holiness of the Kiddusha that we are going to bring to our spouses and to our children, and to our mishpachos, and to our homes. Let us hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to come home soon. Because how we won't kiss the walls, right? Walls, which we've set up until now. Oy vavoy, look at those walls. We'll be kissing them when we come back. We'll be dancing here when can we come back? But as the lights grow dim here, may the lights grow even stronger and more luminescent in all the other areas of our lives. And Emir Hashem, and the zuchus of the personal lights that we will generate in our homes and in our mishpachos. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring refuah to our world. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the knowledge to the medical community to combat this virus. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us wisdom to remain steady and calm, even in the midst of difficult times. And Emir Hashem, may this current challenge just bring us closer to the arrival of Moshiach, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, Mihira B'Yameinu.